Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, yo. Come on, bad boy.
Radio.
Oh, wait, let me turn that down. Shit.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, what's going on, Mr. Locario, man? What's up? It's Tuesday, man.
I'm chilling. What's going on with you?
Shit, man, I can't call it, man. Living good, eating well, living life, doing all the good shit that should be done, man. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself real quick, fam?
Yeah, so guys, what's popping? Make sure, remember to go to badboymembership.com so you can join the Bad Boy Membership. And also make sure you get this book, How to Have Sex 2 Minute Day. You know, the ebook, hard copy, or audiobook, go to MrLocario.com. This is the joint right here, all right? So, yeah, make sure you get that popping.
All right, guys. Yeah, and www.themanmindset.com. Guys, also make sure that you guys, the Halloween game is out free for all y'all. Just go to themanmindset.com. Y'all see that. Click on that. Follow that. And I guarantee you're going to have lots of women that weekend of Halloween. So check that out. And guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. So who's up first, Mr. Locario? You or I, sir?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, let me read this one. Steve, tomorrow I have a date at my place. We are watching a movie together, but this girl is really shy when it comes to sex. How do I game this girl tomorrow so I could have sex with her? We already kissed a couple of times. When she's drunk, she is shy when it comes to sex. Hey, man, I just read them, dog. Don't judge me. I just read
so
them.
So he said he's trying to get this girl to have sex with him that he didn't get to have sex with the other day? Is that what it was?
Yeah, well, yeah, but he say she coming over to his place and they watching a movie together. So, and he said that he wants to have sex and they only kissed a couple of times. And then and then he said when she isn't drunk, she is shy when it comes to sex.
Okay, and he said that she was drunk or she, because I'm
yeah, yeah, that's what I'm just reading. So he said, yeah, he's saying, I guess he kissed her a couple of times when she was drunk. I don't know. But he's ending it saying when she isn't drunk, she is shy when it comes to sex. So I guess he's got, in his world, he thinks he's got a shy girl.
Right, right. Well, this is the thing, like, you know, if guys want to get more sexual with women, right, you know, what guys got to understand is that a lot of times you need to lead the interaction and you need to orchestrate that, you know, that situation. But at the same time, you need to make sure and watch out and look for how interested the girl is in you. So he's saying that there's kissing, so that's a good sign. But if you don't know how to move from kissing into something else, then that's on you. You got to know how to move from point A to point B. So what guys don't understand is that women will follow your lead. So he may have felt weird or scared to take it to the next, you know, step. And then so therefore that could have been the reason why it didn't happen. Or she could have just been nervous, or she, you know, she just felt like, oh, I'm not sure, or whatever it is like that. So if he wants to, you know, make it happen again, you know, he could invite her over, or get in a situation where him and her are together again, but he has to really step it up and, you know, build more sexual tension so that she will actually want to make it happen. See, the thing is, a lot of times, guys, what they're doing is that they're not getting it to the point where the girl actually wants to come at them. They're trying so hard to make something happen. Yeah. Wanting to chase them. You understand what I'm saying? So dudes got to learn how to build that sexual tension so the girl actually wants to chase them. The girl should be the one initiating a lot of this shit too. You understand what I'm saying? But she should be initiating it based off of how you create the interaction. You know, if you create the interaction to where she's really excited and really hyped to make it happen, then it's going to happen. But a lot of times it doesn't happen because she's not feeling it, and she's not feeling it because you're not creating that situation. So it's something where he needs to learn how to be more flirtatious, build more sexual tension to the point where the girl actually wants to make it happen more with him. But, Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I always say that the fact that you want to just watch Netflix shows that which you don't know what you're doing. The fact that you want to go and watch TV. You know, when I was small, I used to watch a guy named Bob Ross. I think he used to come on the PBS channel. It was a white dude with an afro and shit, and he used to paint. And every show, he started with a blank canvas. And by the end of the show, he created we're just mind blown of what he did and what he created. Every one of you guys, when you meet a woman, you start off with a blank canvas. And it is what you put on that canvas is either going to intrigue her or it's going to turn her off. Now, I've dealt with lots of shy women before. We all have, Miss Lucario. But the thing about a shy woman is that she just needs someone to show her that you're not judgmental, that, you know what, all right, you know what, we can slow play pace this thing, but, you know, I'm not wasting my motherfucking time. That's the problem with these guys. They waste their motherfucking time with these women. Now, this guy right here, he doesn't know what he's doing, because if he was doing everything right, he would have marinated the pussy already through the phone, through the text messages, through the conversations they had before they came over. So coming over would be, okay, we already know what the deal is. You're coming over. We not going to sit around and watch TV. We coming over to fuck. But in his case, because he doesn't know what he's doing, he's trying to get sex. But you're like, let's watch TV. That's the, you know, instead of painting a Picasso, he just drew a circle and a fucking stick figure. It was like, let's watch TV. He did not paint a picture of what it would be like if you came over my place. If you come see me, if you came over, this is what the experience is going to be about. The experience is something that we've always seen like, you know, remember when we were kids, Mr. Lucario, and in the summertime, what do they always show us? The new up-and-coming roller coaster at the amusement park. They always would just show us something, what's to come. And if you can't show a woman what's to come, she's not going to want to come.
Mm. Right.
All right, you got it, man. My audio's off. My audio?
The mic is going in and out a little bit, I think.
Okay. I'm going to have to change my – I'm going to have to switch my shit up. All right, but go ahead. You got the floor, sir.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these dudes, man, like, you know, it's really about them getting to that point where they know how to get the girl to the point of wanting to make something happen. But, you know, that takes practice for a lot of guys. You know what I'm saying? But let me get to this question right here. So this one says, I'm having this issue with telling the truth to women. I hear you say all the time that you should be honest with women, but I keep thinking that if I be honest, that she isn't going to be feeling me, or that I might scare her off. sometimes I want to let a girl know that I just want to have sex with her, but I don't think she will be okay with that. Is there a way that I could be honest and actually make it work? All right, so Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
All right, Ms. Licario, a woman knows you want to have sex as soon as you engage her. So, okay, wait. Let me scratch that. I was wrong. When you're a man, a woman knows you want to have sex as soon as you meet her. I didn't clarify that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't clarify that. Now, if she already knows and sex is on the table and she knows what kind of motherfucker you are, you don't need to have to bring up sex because she already knows what you are there for. So in that case, you don't have to lie or say anything because it's like the unwritten rule. She knows already. So he feels that, again, he needs to lie because he doesn't want to freak her out. What did you say again? What was he saying? Freak her out. What was he saying? Miss Licario.
Oh, I think your mic's going out. Your mic is going out back and forth.
Damn it, my mic. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I gotta switch up my is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better now. Okay.
All right, wait, you can hear me better now like that?
Yeah.
All right. So what did he say that was the problem and issue?
He was basically saying that he's scared to be honest with women because he thinks being honest isn't gonna work. Like he thinks he's gonna scare a girl off if he lets her know he wants to just have sex with her and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. The last thing I want to say is he already scared her off, Mr. Licario, and he doesn't realize it because his weak emotional feminine behaviors scare women off. You don't have to be bluntly honest with a woman to get her. I think that when guys tell guys to walk up to women and say, I want to fuck you and things like that, you're not even playing the game correctly because you don't even know what kind of woman you're dealing with. Because, Mr. Carl, there are women out there that are, I want to fuck you kind of women. Then there are women out there who are, hey, how you doing? They are yo mama kind of women. There are different kind of women. So what woman do you know you're dealing with? You don't even know what you're dealing with. So you're throwing shit up on the wall hoping that you would get 25%. One fourth. That's all you're trying to get. I want you to get the whole pie. And in order to do that, you got to be a man, Ms. Licario. You got to be able to approach her. See, the approach is telling her, like I always say, Ms. Licario, last thing I want to say. The first thing, the first, second, or third thing should come out of her mouth should be, you're one of those guys. You're a player. There's something about you. That should be the first thing, man. You got the floor.
Right. Well, the thing is, I was going to say is this, man, is that a lot of guys, they're scared to be honest because they think that being honest is something that, you know, is not going to work because, let's say, for example, a lot of guys just say they want sex. So they think that women don't want sex like how we want sex. So they think they need to lie or to trick a woman into wanting what they want. But what they got to understand is that women want sex just as much as us. You understand what I'm saying? But see, the thing is that if you're scared to be honest with the woman, that's the thing that's going to make it hard for you to actually get what you want. Because now what happens is that you start acting in ways that, you know, aren't really congruent with how you're really feeling. You see what I'm saying? And so when she's dealing with you, she's like not really feeling the real you. She can see something's off already because you're not really being yourself. You're not really being honest with her. And the thing is that a lot of guys are scared to be honest because a lot of guys are scared to hear no. They're scared to, not make something happen. But the funny part is that you never know what could happen because you don't know what chick, you know, the type of chick you're dealing with. Like you were saying earlier, you could be dealing with a girl who wants to have sex with you right there, or you could be dealing with a girl who may not want to have sex with you. Either way, you don't really know. So it's better for you to be honest and let her know what you want. So if she's the type of girl who wants to make that happen with you, you'll actually get it. You see what I mean? But too many guys are scared to be honest because they're scared to hear no. See, no matter what you do, being honest or lying, you can still get rejected. So it doesn't matter. See, guys think that lying is a easier way to the pussy, or it's going to lessen the amount of rejection that you're going to have. Or you think, well, if I pretend I don't want sex, I'll keep her around longer, and then she'll start to like me more, start to get more comfortable, and then she'll want to fuck me. It's like, that doesn't even matter. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of dudes, they're scared to be honest because they've been listening to too much. They've been listening to women too much, and a lot of these women have been playing games with them and saying, you know what? I want a guy that I want to take it slow. I want to get to know him and all this other stuff. And this is what women usually say to guys they're not that attracted to, so they can buy time with them, so that they can use them for attention. You see what I'm saying? And so, if you don't understand that, you're going to think, well, this is what it is, and I got to lie to her to pretend I want to get to know her so I can get some sex. But what you're doing is you're following the woman's sort of paradigm, and you're trying to get into her frame, and then therefore you're not making anything happen except for you lying and her wasting your time. So it's better to just be honest and let her know what it is, and then if she's that type of chick, you make it happen. If not, then you keep pushing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you hear me now better, Mr. Lucario?
Yeah, I can hear you way better, yeah.
Okay, all right. It's no breaking up or anything?
No, you good. All
right. Yeah, no, I want to get back to what you're saying. See, the thing is, like you said, you're 1,000% correct, and I think a lot of guys understand this.
Mm.
She's got to know that you know what you're doing.
Mm.
And once she realizes she knows what you're doing, Mr. Lucario, then sex is not even on. Sex, she knows it's about sex.
Mm.
But when these guys lie, manipulate, deceive, beat around the bush, she's like, well, what are you doing? If you wait, now, so if you want to go to McDonald's and want a Big Mac, do you go to the cash register and be like, well, how you doing today, cash register? Yeah. where'd you go to school at? When was your last boyfriend? She's like, are you here to order? These guys don't know how to order. You don't have to. Listen, fuck, when you are doing what Ms. Lucario and what we are teaching you, fucking is already on the table. You don't. Do you have to discuss something that you know you're going to get, Mr. Lucario? Why even discuss it? What's your take on that, man?
Right. Well, again, that's the thing where a lot of guys, they don't think they're going to get it. You feel what I mean? So, and that's the thing. They're always constantly worried about, am I going to get it or not? Am I going to get it or not? And so having sex for a lot of dudes is so far-fetched, unfortunately, that they think that they got to do a whole bunch of crazy shit, or they got to, you know, go through this long drawn out process. And I'm like, you don't got to do that shit. And also too, if you're looking at the signs of how a woman's responding to you, and this goes even back to the first email, if you're looking at the signs of how she's responding to you, if you're on a date with a chick or you're chilling with a girl, you'll notice if she actually is into you sexually. She's going to show you signs. She's going to, be interacting with you in a way that's going to let you know, okay, yeah, this girl, she's feeling the kid. She want to make something happen. So it's not even a point to where you need it to even like sort of ask her for it or whatever. It's more so, when am I going to state this or bring this to the next level so that we can make it happen at this point? So, you know, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Got two calls in. Let me try to bring these in. 516, do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, I got a question. Hold on. Sorry, I was reverbing. But I just wanted to know, when somebody asks you if you're that type of guy, like you're a player, like how should you respond?
Sorry, would you like to go first?
So you said if someone asks you, are you a player type of guy, how should you respond? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Well, this is the thing. A lot of times when chicks are asking you stuff, first of all, and they ask you those type of questions, like they ask you, hey, are you a player? Are you dating a whole bunch of girls, whatever it is, right? A lot of times, you know, you either can let her know the truth, or you can sort of like play around with her questions. So you could be like, hell yeah, I'm a player. Or you can be like, you know, what do you think? You understand? Or or what makes you ask that type of question? You understand what I'm saying? So you don't necessarily need to ask her, answer her directly. So you can ask, you know, you can answer in that way of like, you know, what do you mean by player? What are you talking about? You know, that type of shit. Or you can let her know directly. The only thing that you shouldn't do is lie about your situation. So if she's like, oh, you know, are you one of those player guys? If you know that's what you do, don't lie to her and say, no, I'm not a player. You understand what I'm saying? Because now what you're doing is lying, and what you're doing is you're making it seem as if there's something wrong with that. You understand? And you don't ever want to, you know, respond to a chick in that manner. But the thing is, you either tell her the truth, or you can play around with the conversation and ask her a whole bunch of questions to, like, throw her off if you want to. That's really all you need to do. Because a lot of times, truthfully, they don't even want to want you to answer them straight up. They just asking those questions just to ask shit. You understand? It's the same thing where girls will say, yo, how many are you dating a whole bunch of girls? A lot of them don't even want to know. You understand? They just feel like they want to ask because they want to sort of see where they stand or whatever it is. But you don't necessarily need to directly answer them with what's specifically going on. The only thing is don't lie. That's all I'm saying.
Right. See, yeah, right. And see, the thing is, 516, this is what happens. When I'm talking to a woman, that's out of the first, second, and third question. How many girls you seeing? Oh, you one of those guys? You know, and all these other things. You know what, like the Billy's car said, no reason to lie. Guess what? Yeah, you know what? Listen, I'm not saying I'm a player. All I'm saying is that I've got friends.
Mm-hmm.
I hang out with women. I enjoy the company of a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing anybody right now, and that's the truth. I would say that. Be honest. Like, for you, 516, be honest. I'm not seeing anybody right now. And if you are seeing someone right now, you let her know. I am seeing someone right now. It does. And why are you talking to me? Because I want to. Why ask why? You know what I mean? So you got to stand on that, because that is, see, the worst thing you can do is tell a woman, no, I'm not seeing anybody, or I don't have any women. Because women want what other women have.
Facts.
And if you tell her that you don't have any other women or anything like that, you don't have friends or special female, but again, I don't believe in, I've never had a female friend that was beautiful before, so I don't even know how that works. She works, but anyway, but I would, I'm just saying, for you guys, the worst thing you can do is lie to her. Tell her what the deal is and let her stand on that foundation and then go from there, 516, okay?
Okay. All right, man. Sounds
all right,
good.
We'll throw you. I respect, man. We got another one here. Unavailable. What's your question, man? What's up? Going twice? All right. All right. Hey, I put him in. He ain't say nothing. All right, go ahead. So is it my turn, Mr. Cario?
Yeah, you up. You up.
Yeah, we are. 515-605-9373 is the number. Call in, guys. Holler at your boys, man. We only got about a 37 more minutes left into the show. Let me read this thing right here. Kind of long, man, but I'll hurry through this shit. Steve, this girl and I have been dating for a month. Everything went well. Dates lasted hours. She even invited me out to meet her once. We sent texts to each other more and more as we dated, okay? Oh, good God. Anyway, I asked her out on the third or fourth date via text. But she's going out of town this weekend. And I said something along the lines of, well, how about XXX day then? That's what he said. She said she didn't know her times yet, then instantly followed up with, let's just see, and we can play around with the timing. I pulled back at this point. For a week after, text reduced. She sent me two or three texts during the entire week. When I responded, she answered with one-word answers. This is the first time it started happening. I want to know what's going on. What am I doing wrong? Am I being tested? She said to see if I'll respond to her ignoring me. I don't think she lost interest, but still, why test me now? Is she just doing what I did before? I don't understand. What should I do from here? I'm sorry, Lakar, a bunch of shit, but
yeah, go ahead. Well, the thing is, I think where he kind of messed up on was when he's trying to set up a time for them to meet up, and he didn't he didn't necessarily set anything up, meaning, or he didn't necessarily control the direction of that situation. So it was kind of like he said, you know, oh yeah, let's get together. And she's like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'll, you know, maybe later I'll get back to you type of shit. You understand what I'm saying? And so the thing is, he started waiting around for her to get ready to figure shit out so that she can sort of get back to him. Now, there's nothing wrong necessarily with that, but it has to be sort of you letting her know that. You should be like, listen, your schedule will seem kind of crazy right now. What I want you to do is I want you to check your schedule, then hit me back, you know, next week at this day to let me know when you're free. You understand what I'm saying? You have to make sure you're orchestrating all of these situations. You have to control how all of these things are going. Because right now what happened is that he put things in her hands, and then now she's just all over the place. She's giving him water word answers. She's doing all this goofy shit. And a lot of times, some of this shit is subconscious because he's not leading the interaction,
wow,
right? She's seeing that he's not being that leader. So because he's not being that leader, that could turn her off. And once it turns her off, she starts acting in ways that, you know, makes her like, you know, be in that situation like that. So if he was to actually lead the interaction, let her know what's what, then she would know what to follow. But he's not leading the interaction, letting her know what's what, and she doesn't know what to follow. So therefore, she's all over the place. See, what guys gotta understand is this, is that, like, it's like this. It's like, you know, when you see like a movie or something, and then there's like a robot. I don't want to necessarily compare chicks to robots like that, but just follow me here. If you have a robot and the robot is malfunctioning because you didn't fine tune it right or something, it's gonna go all over the place and do a whole bunch of goofy shit. Same thing with women. You have to make sure that you are fine tuning your situation so that she can operate correctly with you. You see what I'm saying? If you don't do that, she's going to be all over the place. You're going to be wondering what happened, why this and this and that. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that, man?
You hit a lot of shit on the head. So I got to clean. I mean, you took some of my shit, so I'm at to use whatever the fuck stats I have. But anyway, no. The road I'm gonna take here is that I knew you were going wrong with your first few sentences.
Right.
I've known this girl. We've been dating for a month. And dates lasted for hours.
Ooh.
This is telling me everything and saying nothing.
Any of our business, just do your thing. So I don't see why I think he's overthinking everything. You understand? Just holler back at her, set up a date, and then go and see the other chick, and then keep that shit pushing. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Guys, the lines are back up. But no, check this out, Lucario. Mm. All right, I know some of you guys, and I'm not trying to be mean. Let's just be real with y'all. I know a lot of you guys don't get calls past 10 o'clock from women. I'm not trying to... No, Lucario, I'm not trying to be funny, man. I'm serious, man. You gotta understand that sometimes women go on dates with losers, and after they go on with a date with a loser, they might call you because they might want you to come over.
Mm-hmm.
They might want to come over to your place, or they're horny.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might just want to be on the phone to play with themselves over the phone. There's a barrage. A woman's not calling you late at night, early in the morning, just to see how you're doing.
Mm.
And the fact that you missed it is that you missed it all. Talking about, I don't want to tease her about it. What? Why are you teasing her about it? Look, hey, you know what? I missed your call. I'm not sorry, and don't say I'm sorry. What you say is, I'm going to let you make it up to me. Or, you know what? We need to go ahead and get together. You know, go ahead and move the mountain, man. Stop sitting around here talking about I want to tease her because girls get defensive about that stuff. You're not even talking about the issue. You know, you bypass, Lucario, the whole entire problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that she messaged you late at night, early in the morning, because she wanted to probably fuck or something Kari, what's your take on that, man?
Right, yeah, that's true. A lot of times women will hit you up that late, you know, because they want to make something happen. But the thing is, since he missed the call, I think, you know, it's so funny. I see this too much nowadays where there's too many guys who, what it seems like, they don't think the woman likes them. So they feel like they got to do extra shit to get her to like him. Cause he's like, oh, you know, I don't want to tease her about it. And should I do this? And, you know, what should I call her back or should I not? And I'm like, why are you asking like simple as like, it's simple. Forget about a woman for a second. If somebody called you, right, and left a message or whatever, what are you going to do? Oh, I don't know, call them back? Like, why is this so hard to do? You know, you understand what I'm saying? But a lot of these dudes think they need to do goofy, stupid-ass tactics of, oh, well, I got to wait 2.5 days to hit her back, and then I got to send her a cryptic text message, and then I got to, you know, put some stuff over here to seem high value, and then I got... So they're doing all this dumb shit, and they're missing out on making something happen with the chick who's already showing interest. The girl showing interest, hit the girl back up, make something happen. Period. That's, you know what I mean? So
we got a call. We got a call, Mario, myself.
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you good?
All right. Hey, my name is Jake, and I have a quick question. My thing is, like, for some reason, I can't get my mind right to, approach women. Like, every time I, like, try to do it, it's like there's this thought that's like, like a whole random dude just, you know, coming up to this chick with, like, no context. It just seems weird, strange to me. So, like, I'm just trying to get over that.
Can I ask you two questions?
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to myself and Mr. Vicario for?
A couple of months.
So then you do understand you're the reason why you're not being successful. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I get that. But, like, my thing is, like, if you're, you know, just, like, out of nowhere coming up to a random chick that you don't know.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can you up to any random guy anywhere in the world and strike up a conversation with them?
Yeah, you can.
You can, right? Am I correct? Yes. That's a yes. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your problem is, like, the 98% of you guys out there, number one, you should be talking to 5 women a day, but apparently you're not doing that. That's why you're failing, number one. But number two, the reason you're going to continue to fail is because you keep putting bitches in front of you. You are worshiping women way too much. You are worshiping. Because isn't it odd? You can walk up to any guy and talk to them. What's so special about these motherfucking women other than them bleeding once a month that's different? What's different between them and the regular guy, man? Tell me that real quick.
Well, like, I thought, with the dudes, like, obviously I'm not trying to pick them up. But like, with the girls, it's like obviously the intention is a smash. But, like, it just feels weird, like, you know, just coming up to a random girl and just you know, hollering at her. That's just on me. I'm trying to, you know, work through that.
Mr. Carr, you got the floor.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's imagine for a second that, okay, for example, let's say that you were standing outside of a club, right? And you wanted to get inside the club, right? And now the club is packed. So now the bouncer or whoever comes out and says, listen, I only can randomly pick a few people to get in this club at a time, and the rest of y'all gotta wait, right? Now, would you want that guy to come and pick you so you could get in the club?
Yeah.
Okay. What if he said, you know what? I feel weird about going up to these people in the line and picking them out to go in the club, right? You probably wouldn't get in the club because that guy feels weird about doing it. So this is the same thing what I'm saying with these women. You're saying you feel weird about going to talk to them. But guess what? Most women are not going to get with the man they want to get with unless he actually goes and approaches. So what you got to understand is women want you to come up to them and talk to them. So it's not weird. You see what I'm saying? They want you to do this. So the thing is, you got to switch your mindset up. You got to look at it as these women want me to come and approach them, and I'm bringing value to them through interacting with them. See, right now you're looking at it as you're not bringing anything to the table, and it's going to be an inconvenience or bothersome to the woman. That's the thing. You got to get that out of your mind. You got to look at it as they want you to do it.
Yeah, real quick though. My thing is, I have no problem, you know, doing it like at a you know, social setting. But like, my thing is, you know, coming out of nowhere, seeing a random one, then you know, picking up.
All right, dog. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What is so special about you that a woman would want to fuck you? Can you answer that question?
My confidence.
You don't have that. You're lying. It's a lie. Because if you had the confidence, you'd be able to walk with any bitch. See what I'm saying? So it's not the confidence. So what is it about you special about? See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all got to stop lying to yourselves. Because, see, what you're saying to yourself is, I got the confidence. You don't have confidence. Because you should be able to talk to man, woman, beast, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, or alien without worrying about what the fuck they think. And the fact that you worry about what a woman thinks shows her, not us, shows her that you are not confident, you're insecure, you never had experience with women. You don't know what you do if you had the opportunity. So even if you did walk up to a woman, you're going to lose based off of that, man. I mean, and again, does that make any sense to you? Or do you feel that we're off here?
Nah, like, it makes sense. So you're saying mindset first. You got to master that first. And like, I haven't mastered it yet.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
Why aren't you talking to 5 women a day? You've been listening to me for 2 months. Why aren't you talking to 5 women a day?
Like, again, like, it's the whole, you know, approach thing. Like, I have no problem doing it. Huh?
Does it ask you to walk up to a woman and ask her to break down the atom? Or am I telling you to walk up to a woman you want to talk to and say hi? What am I telling you to do?
To say hi.
So that is the basic ABC color, shapes, and numbers. I'm not asking you to ask her any trigonometry questions. I'm just telling you to go say hi to her because you see, LaCory and I are trying to explain something. 202, we can bring you in a second. What Lucario and I are trying to explain to all you guys is that we see things that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we tell you to do simple things like just say hi to a woman, we're doing something for you that we don't even want to tell you about so you can recognize it on your own. And that is learning the skill of hello. The end result of her face in the pillow and her ass in the air is you being able to walk up to her and speak to her. And if you can't speak to her, you're not going to get her. But if you choose not to follow, look, we're not telling you this shit just for shits and giggles. We don't tell you things just because it sounds cool to say. We're telling you these things because, number one, we want you to grow. Number two, I'm sure you don't have any of our products, because if you did, then you really need to get thumped on because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. But if you can't do what's free, as in talk to 5 women a day, how are you going to do the other stuff, big dog? Six, four, six?
Do there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
So, 202, why don't you say this question over? Say that I choose not to talk to 5 women a day. I choose not to get over my anxiety. I choose not to get confidence. Now, you say that, we have a breakthrough. But if you are coming the way you're coming now and you have the information to fix you, and you don't do the information, how do you expect to succeed?
All right, I get it.
All right, I'm throwing the choreo, but I'm just saying real quick, Halloween game is coming up real quick, and if you scary, you ain't going to know what to do when the women come to you. You're going to really get scared then. Go ahead, LaCari. What you got on that, fam, before you bring in 202?
No, I was just saying, like, man, you got to change that mindset, bro. Understand that they want you to come and talk to them. So stop. You got to stop thinking that they don't, because when you think that it's weird, you think that is a funny type of weird thing, they're gonna just, you know, that's going to stop you from making it happen. So you got to change your mindset and start going and approaching these chicks. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, got it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And stop making it about the pussy, 646. Yeah. Stop making it about the pussy. Just make
True.
It about you. Make it about you. You can approach guys and you can't approach women because you're making it about the pussy. Make it about you. The pussy should be automatic, dog. Don't worry about that shit. Show her why she should be sucking your dick. Show her why she should be taking you out. Show her why you don't have to spend dinners and drinks on her. That's what we're trying to teach you, dog, okay?
All right, man.
But make sure you stay on the show, because we're going to do another show in a few hours, an hour or so, that you need to be and listen to, okay? So stay around, okay?
All right. All right.
All right, let's bring in 202 real quick before we wrap things up. 202 from the DMV, I think. What's your question, man?
What's going on, Steve and Kyle? What's going on, fellas, man? Well, let me say this right now. That dude that just called before I just called in, hey, Lucario, he needs your confidence booster. That's number one. Number two, that's the reason why he's the reason why I kind of just do my thing and look for choosings. Now, I know, Steve, we didn't disagree on me before looking for choosing signals, but my thing is when you got females in rotation, when you got a couple females in rotation, I let the women choose me. Now, that's not meaning that I won't walk up and make the approach, because you still got to approach the women. But I wait for a little choosing signal, then I will go up and approach and introduce myself. And if they feeling it, cool. If not, then I already got females I'm talking to. So I say that just to say they outcome dependent, and they care too much. Like that dude, man, just go up and talk to women, bro. But make sure you zero it in. You got the confidence, because I can hear it that his confidence wasn't too high. So that's why I just do choosing. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Which question, man? Because we're doing the show.
I'm just basically making a comment, though.
Okay, all right. Well, we got you, big dog. Much love to you. Thank you, big dog. All right, Carly, go ahead real quick. You got the floor before we wrap this up, man. What's up?
So we got it's already 12:00. So listen.
I know. Yeah, we had to wrap this up.
Listen, make sure you guys go to MrLucario.com to get this book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. The ebook, hard copy or audiobook, make sure you get that. Also, make sure you go to badboymembership.com to become a Bad Boy member. So go to badboymembership.com, join the membership, where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and I just want to let you guys know, in 1 hour, my Rosebud, hey, y'all better be ready. Rosebud don't play around with y'all if y'all want to do this. You know, Bug is getting y'all asses.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be talking about in the next hour, gentlemen, of why you guys are the reason why you are the reason women don't want you. You're the reason. We're going to be breaking that down in about an hour, so make sure y'all join us in the hour. Again, the Halloween game is out on themanmindset.com. Ms. Lucario, thank you very much. We will be back the same time next week for the hour email show with Ms. Lucario. We appreciate you all, and we will definitely see y'all in an hour with my dog, Rosebud. We're talking about why it is you are the problem, and a lot of you guys just don't realize it, but we're going to be breaking that down in 1 hour. So thank you, Mr. Lucario, man.
Well, appreciate it, man. I'll holler at you, bro.
Holler later, man, and we out this motherfucker, guys. The Man Mindset, we'll see y'all in 1 hour, guys. Y'all take care, chat room. Holler back at us in an hour. Peace.